Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 318. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for supporting me. I hope you're having a great day. As for me, I have finally done the unimaginable. I have finally left my apartment in Chicago. I have finally traveled somewhere. I hopped on a plane. Legit, it's been like a year and a half since I've traveled, but I'm currently relaxing in a beautiful North Carolina with my family. So if the mic sounds a little bit different, it's because I don't have all of my gear with me to make me sound beautiful and crisp. But I do have a message for you as always. And it's a message about in your life, the people who don't love you back, the people who don't show you the same affection you show them, the people you want, but who don't want you back necessarily, the people that you chase who don't chase you. And you can call that anything you want, of course. You can call that unrequited love, unreturned interest, people who simply aren't interested in you in the way you're interested in them, whatever you want to call it. But whatever you do refer to it as, this is something that I think is so common in life. Of course, you like someone and they don't like you back at the same level. You have feelings for them, they don't have feelings back. You want them to have the same vision for a relationship that you have, but they don't. And of course, this is dating, this is relationship, this is human 101. I think always, usually someone is more interested than the other person at the beginning. And hopefully both people can eventually wind up on the same page, but not always. And when that happens, what you have is one person interested and the other person not. And ideally, if you find yourself the interested one, ideally, you could then develop the self-awareness, the self-respect, the self-control to say, well, if you don't want me, then I don't want you. And it ends there. Ideally. But as with everything in life, we know what to do, but we don't always do it. Like, we know the right advice, but we don't always take it. So I wanted to do a quick episode here for you, for us, for anyone who keeps falling for people who aren't ready. If you keep falling for people who don't fall for you, if you keep developing interest, feelings for someone, but they simply don't have the same ability to return that to you, what do you do? And more importantly, what to do if you find yourself in a cycle of doing this, finding yourself falling for unavailable people, people who simply aren't ready, people who simply aren't seriously looking, people who aren't ready to be serious about anything, dating, trying, anything. What to do? What to do? And you know, even as I say this, like I think this is such a universal topic. You know, at some point in our lives, we all fall for someone who isn't ready, who isn't available. We all become interested in someone who isn't ready, who isn't available. That's called being human. And that is so okay. It's going to happen 100%. But what really matters is how you react to that. And more important, it's about how you prevent yourself from doing it again and again and again. And that is what really matters. Because I think like nothing really describes wasted time and energy more than falling for unavailable people again and again and again, back to back to back. So I have a couple of thoughts here that I think could be really helpful towards this idea of falling for people who aren't ready, who aren't interested. What do you do? So I'll hop right into it. Quick ask of you is that if you're listening right now on Apple Podcast, I'd love it if you would take 1 minute, that's all it takes, to give the show a 5-star rating and then just a 1-to-2-sentence review. It really does help the show grow. I wouldn't ask otherwise. It's not just like a cool thing to have. It does help the show grow. It means a lot to me. So if you could do that, you're listening on Apple Podcast, that would mean a lot. But that's it. That's my quick ask of you. And then I'll get right into this topic here. again, like on this topic, like usually on the topic of someone who's not ready or someone who's emotionally unavailable or where you choose them, but they don't choose you. Usually on a topic like that, I talk about how that's their shortcoming. I talk about how them not being ready is a reflection of them and how that's poor form on them and how they need to get their shit together and you shouldn't blame yourself because you tried, you were willing to try, you were willing to be vulnerable and so on and so on. Like I've done many, many episodes on that and that still stands 100% of the time. But that's only one side of the coin and today I want to switch it up. Today we're going to take a good hard look in the mirror at ourselves. Yes, we're going to look in the mirror, and regardless of their shortcomings and their emotional whatever, immaturity, call it, we're going to turn inward and we're going to ask ourselves, why do I keep falling for those types of people? Why do I keep falling for unavailable people? Why am I even interested in the beginning in someone who doesn't show the same interest in me back? Why am I doing this? So that is the question, and I think answering it can give you the clarity you need to stop doing it, frankly, to respect yourself, to walk away from those scenarios quickly, and then to learn to ultimately avoid them in the first place. So that's the game plan here, and the big question to start is, why do we fall for people who don't fall for us? Why do we do this? Why do we chase people who aren't interested in us? Why do we pursue a relationship with someone who isn't pursuing a relationship with us? So I think a lot about this, right? I think a lot about these kind of topics all day, every day. And at a glance, I would say the easy answer is something along the lines of, we're just not aware we're doing it. We're just human. We're just being eager. We're being vulnerable. We're being enthusiastic. Those are great things. And we're just simply blind to the fact that we're the only one with the interest. We're the only one who wants to move forward. And that's the easy answer. And I would say, yeah, that's absolutely possible. That happens a lot in life. But I think we need to go a bit deeper than that to truly get to the heart of this. Like actually much deeper. Like I think we need to put on our clinical psychology hats here that we don't have, that I don't have, and go to a deep place in ourselves to understand why. Why do we do this? And so I think about this, and I think a real, no bullshit, vulnerable answer to the question of why we go after people who aren't available is that we have kind of an upside down understanding of love. That's an upside down understanding that could come from anywhere, really. Our own upbringing, certainly, the example set by certain people in our lives, or more likely our own past relationships, where there was some lack of love in our life, and we came to assume that you have to earn someone's love, affection, attention, commitment. And not just earn it, but like fight for it and scrap for it. That we've come to this assumption that clean, simple, two-way love doesn't exist at the beginning. That you have to create it for yourself by leading the charge, by winning, by fighting for it. That's it. Like somehow we've come to assume and expect that love, I'm just saying love here, but we know love means connection, commitment, whatever you want to describe. We've come to assume that love is something that you have to scrap for and fight for, that it's going to naturally come with massive ups and downs, that anything that isn't fireworks and explosiveness is boring and commonplace, and boring and commonplace is not love in our minds. Like, I think we came to think of rejection, unreturned feelings, lack of enthusiasm, and so on as being a part of a relationship. That we need to overcome those things by fighting for the relationship even harder, by overcoming it with more on our part, more effort, more interest, more enthusiasm, whatever. And I think that this like upside down flawed assumption about what love is, that is why we're okay with fighting for someone who doesn't fight for us. That is why we're okay with pursuing someone who isn't pursuing us, or just in general. Just being interested, right? Just being interested in someone who isn't interested in us or who isn't available to us, because we've come to think that that's how it's supposed to be. And I'll go deeper in just a minute, but what do you think about that? Like, that is our expectation of love. That is our assumption of what a relationship should look like, should progress. Now, obviously, I'm not saying that absolutely no love is easy. No love is simple. No love is smooth sailing. Of course, like I get that. But somehow I think a lot of us have developed an understanding that love should like never be those things, that it's something that you have to fight for from day one, that you have to win in some way, that you have to, that like convincing someone is part of the game from early on, that convincing someone, chasing someone is fine. And I don't know where we get this idea. Of course, I think it could come from our parents. Sure. Like that's a big one. The example set by our parents, the example set by family. It could also come from past relationships where we were kind of pushed in this direction of thinking that that's what it takes. But regardless, I think this assumption is what keeps us engaged in a game we don't belong in, and namely chasing someone, being interested in someone who isn't interested in us, who isn't ready for us, and so on. And that is why we're okay with continuing to pursue people who aren't pursuing us. It's like a hurts so good mentality. Like, thank you, like, give me another one. It hurts so good. Like that it's okay to give and give and give and not receive because we think it's part of the process. And man, that's a tough pill to swallow for sure. But I think if we go deep, that's definitely part of the reason why we do this. It's part of the why we continue to choose someone who doesn't choose us, because it's what we think we should do. But let's go a little bit deeper. Let's go even deeper than that. Maybe deeper than that is that if deeper than that, like flawed understanding of love that we've developed, we also have a flawed understanding of how we should love ourselves. Yeah. I told you we're going to go deep with this one. Like, why do we throw ourselves headfirst into situations with someone who would never do the same for us? Why are we eager to win the affection of someone who isn't interested at all in giving it to us? Well, maybe it's because we're trying to distract ourselves. Maybe we're trying to distract ourselves from the bigger issue, which is that we struggle to love ourselves in the first place. And what better distraction from doing that inner work than pursuing someone else? Someone who we can pursue, and when they ultimately don't pursue us and we decide to call it quits, we can be frustrated with them and angry with them, right? What better distraction from ourselves than that? Than turning our attention and focus and effort and frustration to someone else? Yeah, I think about that. I think that's part of it as well, for sure. We pursue people who aren't interested in us as a bit of a defense mechanism because we don't love ourselves? I don't know. I'm not too sure. But I think that has to be part of it. I think about this breaking it down because obviously, if we truly loved ourselves, we'd immediately stop when someone made it clear that they're not choosing us, right? We'd immediately stop. But the fact that we keep moving forward is evidence that we have some inner work to do for ourselves. Wouldn't you say? You're willing to show up for someone else, but not yourself? Yeah. That is us avoiding taking a good hard look in the mirror. And the reason we do those things, the reason we've brainwashed ourselves into thinking that it's okay, into prioritizing them over ourselves, is because it's the perfect distraction. And frankly, it feels good. It's the perfect distraction to focus on them, right? Great. Then you don't need to go inward, right? That's our logic. And I get that for sure. I get that. There's no shame in that at all. That's being human. And I don't blame you. I don't blame us for doing any of this. But in the spirit of being human, we also do it because it feels good to fall for someone else. It's a fun feeling. It feels a lot better, certainly, than sitting with feelings like, oh, maybe I'm not respecting myself. I'm not honoring myself. This is beneath me, right? It feels better. It's a coping mechanism. It's a defense mechanism, however you want to label it. But let's get real. I think if we all have the capability to sit down, and even in these 15 short minutes that you've been listening and I've been recording here, if we have the ability to come to an understanding of this, an understanding that we probably all possess, an awareness we're all capable of arriving at, why don't we act on it? Like to my point earlier, it's like we know truths, but we just don't act on it. We know what we should do. We know what we shouldn't do, but we don't follow our own advice. Why don't we stop ourselves in our tracks when it becomes apparent that we're the only one doing the chasing, the choosing, the interest? Why don't we stop ourselves when the other person has made it clear that they're not interested? Well, again, I think it's because then if we actually did that, then we wouldn't have this distraction in our lives. this distraction from the why we're doing this in the first place. Maybe it's because we're afraid of realizing we don't love ourselves as much as we should. That's a heavy statement. That's a heavy statement. But think about that. Maybe we're more comfortable with a truth like you have to fight for what you deserve in life. You have to win what you want in life. Maybe we're more comfortable with a truth like that than a truth about what we deserve as a human. Maybe we're more comfortable with those truths rather than the ones we need to create, which is that you deserve good things. You deserve good love and you deserve good people. And yes, no good thing and no good person is going to come easy, of course. No good love is going to come easy. But I really do fundamentally believe you should never have to convince someone to want the same with you. And I think when you remember that and you act on it, you actually act on it, that is how you regain your love for yourself. That is how you change your understanding of love, of commitment, of a relationship, from one of something that you have to scrap for and claw for, a one-way street that you eventually win and turn into a two-way street, from that to an understanding that it should be a two-way street from the beginning, one where there are two people both choosing each other. And when that's your understanding, things very much change because you're unwilling to be the only one in, the only one interested, the only one falling. And then you act on that because that is how you learn to love yourself again, even if it's tough. So those are my thoughts on this subject, just breaking it down. I hope there's a little bit of clarity in there for you, just an enthusiasm for me, to you, to us, to turn inward. Just try it. And not in a down way, like I don't love myself, sad vibe. We can change anything in our lives, truly. And I think we can look inward and realize that we can make a choice. We can change our assumptions about what a relationship should or shouldn't be. We can change the examples that we look up to. We can change what we put up with. We can do all this in an instant, in the blink of an eye, truly. We can change the standard we've set for ourselves from one of, this is how it's supposed to be. This is okay. I have to earn their interest, to this is who I am. This is what I have to offer. If they're not interested, I'm not interested. Boom. And nowhere in that new equation is anything that's not redeeming. Now it's simply you respecting yourself. It's you resetting what you deserve. And most importantly, it's you freeing yourself up to actually go out, act on it, and get it. So I'll end it right there. I just wanted to keep this short. I hope that was helpful. If it was, I'd love if you'd share this episode with a friend, maybe a friend who finds themselves in this cycle of being interested in unavailable people. And I'd also love it if you would check out newmindsethoodis.com, pick up a journal. I certainly think journaling can be a powerful way to further dive into this idea of self-love versus distraction. So check that out, newmindsethoodis.com. And that is it. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for supporting me. And until next episode, I'm out.